It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The new documentary, The Providers, gives viewers an inside look at the opioid epidemic in rural America that is made much more complicated by a doctor shortage, a care shortage in these parts of the country. The documentary follows the work of three healthcare professionals in northern New Mexico at El Centro, a network of clinics that accept any patient, regardless of insurance, condition, or ability to pay. Even though the film gives us a glimpse of what is going on in rural New Mexico, there are lessons to be learned for the rest of the country, including Iowa. The Providers will air on PBS's Independent Lens series on Monday, April 8th at 9 p.m. on IPTV. And one of the providers the film follows is Chris Ruge. He has been a nurse practitioner for 22 years, program director for the El Centro Care Program in New Mexico. He's originally from Fort Dodge, Iowa, and he is on the line with me now. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And start us off by telling a little bit more about this network of clinics, the El Centro Care Program, and the patients that you serve.
Well, the clinic covers a rather large expanse of the northeast corner of New Mexico, and it's a lot of the small towns that are all 30, 40 miles apart, two bigger population centers in Española and Las Vegas, but basically a very rural community. Most of the small towns, there are no healthcare offices, either private or federally qualified clinics like ourselves. So we have two big centers in the larger towns, and then we have, I think, approximately 12 or 13 satellite clinics kind of scattered throughout the northeast part of the state. And we also have a number of school clinics to fill the need in that area as well.
During the film, we learn that many of these communities are really impoverished, where the average yearly income for a home would be less than $20,000, for example. So obviously, there are a lot of challenges created by living in that environment. You're also dealing with an addiction epidemic. Can you characterize what's going on?
Well, as in kind of many impoverished areas around the country, one thing that comes with lack of financial resources oftentimes are different issues with addictions. And in our part of the state, we deal with a lot of alcoholism. And included in that is the two centers, Española and Las Vegas, have a long history, 30, 40 years of having serious opioid addictions issues. Added to that is the methamphetamine epidemic, which has kind of moved across the plains and it's impacting our communities as well. But it's a serious problem. We probably have a lot more people die from alcoholism than from our drug issues. And this is a problem throughout the country, but on top of that, we have a fairly high rate of death by overdose to opioids.
In the film, we follow you as you visit many patients in their homes, and that's an important part of the work you do. It's also a part of the work that you do that you were afraid that you were going to have to stop doing because of a lack of funding. But tell me about the program, a little bit about the program that helps you visit patients in their homes and why you think that's so important.
Well, first of all, the program itself, most of the film was filmed during the 3-year segment of a pilot, which was started out of Project Echo at University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. And fortunately, we were completely funded for 3 years by the three managed care organizations who are part of the Medicaid program. and I should say four MCOs or insurances. But at the end of that program, the 85 to 90% of that funding stopped. And so although I continue to do home visits and home care, I've had a cutback considerably on that, although I still run my own day and my own schedule. So I'm kind of on call to do home visits when needed and necessary. As far as the importance of home visits, for anybody who does either home-based care or has the luxury or ability to do home visits, seeing patients who, especially with significant psych or addictions history, in their home really helps open the door to a lot more intimate interaction with them, a much better chance for the provider to get a better understanding of what their needs are, of what their home and social situation is. And really, it allows us to meet the patient on their turf and really allows them to, I think, open up a lot more with us and gives us a chance to get to know them a lot better.
Let's play just a moment from the film. This is you visiting a patient in her home, a patient who has and is struggling with alcohol addiction. Let's listen.
So I was just looking at your upper GI again. And, you know, you have a real severe, what they call erosive gastritis from all the alcohol. And the only treatment is no alcohol.
I felt like drinking so bad yesterday.
No, but that's been your fallback for how many years, you know? So it's natural that, you know, when you're in crisis and stuff, that's going to come up as an urge. So a classmate of yours just OD'd?
Yeah. He was a year younger than me. He died in front of his kids and his girlfriend. I went to his rosary, his funeral. It was so awful, his little kids putting on the coffin. It's awful, awful.
I mean, what can I do to help you through the weekend? You sure you have the cell?
You want to come in and I'll grab a marker and we could just put it.
I'll put it on the fridge too.
Again, that was just a moment from the new documentary, The Providers, that is giving viewers an inside look at the opioid epidemic in northern New Mexico. And I'm talking with Chris Ruge. He has been a nurse practitioner for 22 years. And Chris, there you are visiting with a patient in the home. And throughout the documentary, we see you visit with this patient multiple times, interact with her son, who is working hard to hold things together and to help his mom succeed. And you give them so much time and so much, you invest so much. It's clear that you're investing so much in each one of the patients that you interact with. And you mentioned earlier having the luxury of time. You're in an area where there aren't enough doctors, there aren't enough care providers. But you feel that this kind of time, this kind of attention is really essential to helping people. Well, I know it's not possible everywhere. Why is it so essential in your mind?
Well, I really look at healthcare as a relationship. And in working with clients with addictions issues especially, what you encounter is people with very extensive trauma history. So people who have been through a lot, who've witnessed a lot, and oftentimes don't really have anybody else in their extended family or social network that they can trust, that they can confide in. So understanding that at the get-go, what's really vital is to be able to convey to a person and be serious about it that you care about them, that you want to take the time to understand what's going on with them. And really, it's only with that base to work on that you have a chance of achieving some kind of success in allowing them to get to a safer place. So really it's about relationship building. And even when I'm, you know, working in the clinic, you really have to take the time and be with each patient while you're in there for your visit. You have to be present. You have to be, you know, grounded and not thinking about the million other things going on in your life or in your practice. You really have to focus on the patient in front of you. And I don't know, it's just the practice model I've taken on for most of the last 20 years, and especially for the underserved population, I think it's vital to approach it that way.
A lot of the film focuses on efforts at El Centro to recruit new physicians, new physicians assistants, nurse practitioners, et cetera, but also to inspire young people in the area to go into healthcare as a field to work with this population. I'm curious about you. What led you to this work?
Good question. really, I think I just kind of backed into it, actually. I drove semi for most of 10 years in between semesters of going to college. I had a Spanish degree, and when I hit my 30s, I wanted to do something where I was just more involved with the kind of society around me. Truck driving, you know, you're on the road, you're in the cab by yourself, and there's not a lot of interaction with the world. And I think after a decade of that, I wanted to kind of participate more with society and people around me. And I thought healthcare was a good way to do that. So went to nursing school and really just found, after, you know, getting my first four-year degree, that it's just something I really enjoyed. I enjoyed interacting with people. I enjoyed getting to know people. And from there, it was just, you know, wanting a little more control of my situation got me back into school for the nurse practitioner program. But it's something that came naturally to me, and it's something I think I'm able to do well. So it's not a huge sacrifice for me. I think it's just the more I do it, I look at it as a way to maybe, you know, even out the playing field a little bit, kind of give back from being born in a comfortable, safe family setting in the middle of rural, northern Iowa. As I meet patients and talk to patients about just the extensive amount of struggle they've had in their lives, the amount of trauma they've seen, and the number of friends and relatives they've buried. To me, it's just a way to help them out a little bit. And I think that's why I was put on the planet.
There is a moment in the film where you are really having a hard time letting go of your worry about your patients. You're at home and you're preparing for a holiday. And as you talk more about how difficult this is for you, you talk about how it feels like from your perspective that you're watching someone stuck in quicksand and you're on dry land at a table with a margarita saying, "God, that's really tragic." And I can see, we can all see how hard this is for you. I'm curious, I mean, you have some real successes. You can't help everyone. You involve yourselves in the lives of people who are really struggling. How do you keep going? What gives you the strength and the hope to go out there again every day?
I don't know. It's, work with small groups. We talk about the need to hang your hat on the small successes when you're practicing in some of the more complicated patients. I bury a lot of patients, starting in this work, and in AIDS care, the first several years, more died than lived, and these were wonderful people in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and it was pretty tragic to see. But being able to really be a grounded point in their life, someone who they can really depend on in their last weeks or years of life, is itself a huge gift that I can give to them. And so it's understanding the importance of that gift that makes the times when things don't go well more bearable. And as I mentioned in the movie too, you know, I walk home at night. I mean, I witness and watch people live through an amazing amount of trauma and sadness, and I just do what I can to help. But knowing at the end of the day, you know, I get in my truck and drive home to a pretty nice life.
Chris, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Chris Ruge has been a nurse practitioner for 22 years. He's program director for the El Centro Care Program in New Mexico, and he's originally from Fort Dodge, Iowa. He's one of the care providers being followed in the new documentary, The Providers, which will air on Monday, April 8th at 9 p.m. on Iowa Public Television. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.